7, the seventh precept. The principle of abstention from slanderous speech, or harmonious speech. The malicious speech from which the seventh precept requires us to abstain is malicious in a special way, so that the harmonious speech, which constitutes the positive counterpart of such abstention, is harmonious in a special way. Malice is, of course, enmity of heart, hatred, or ill will, and malicious speech, in the most general sense, is speech that proceeds from, or is dictated by, unskillful mental states of that kind. In the context of the seventh precept, however, the object of the enmity, hatred, or ill will, from which malicious speech proceeds, or by which it is dictated, is the state of unity, concord, or amity existing between two or more people. Thus, malicious speech is speech which brings about, and is intended to bring about, disunity, discord, and enmity. For this reason, Bisuna Vacha is sometimes translated not as malicious speech, but as slanderous speech, or backbiting. The real nature of the principle of abstention from malicious speech, or harmonious, the real nature of the principle of abstention from malicious speech, or harmonious speech, is well brought out in the Buddha's teaching to Chunda, the silversmith, reference to which has already been made. Abandoning slanderous speech and abstaining therefrom, the Buddha says of one who observes this precept, when he hears something at one place, he does not proclaim it elsewhere to bring about a quarrel between the parties. What he has heard here, he does not report there to bring about a quarrel between the parties. Quarrels, and hence disunity, often begin with a third party deliberately stirring up trouble by telling two people or two groups of people what each is supposed to have said about the other in their absence. Sometimes, this is a pure invention, but more often, it is something which actually was said, but which has been taken out of context or garbled in the telling. The person observing the seventh precept abstains from all such crooked behavior. Thus, he brings together the discordant, restores harmony. In other words, even when people have fallen out of their own accord, so to speak, harmony can be restored if others do not make matters worse with their tale-bearing. Harmony is his delight. He exults in harmony. He is passionately fond of harmony. The Buddha's language here is very strong. One who observes the seventh precept does not merely abstain from malicious speech. He takes a positive delight in harmony, and it is because of this that he utters speech which makes for harmony, as when one tells somebody what good things a friend has said about him, or how he has defended him against criticism. From this, it is evident that the positive counterpart of abstention from malicious speech is not so much harmonious speech as harmonizing speech, that is, speech which transforms discord into harmony and raises the harmony that already exists between people to an even higher level. The applicability of this to the spiritual community should be obvious. The seventh precept is a pillar of opal. It is a pillar of opal, or of what is called precious or noble opal, because opal brings all the different colors of the rainbow together in a single gem, just as the principle of abstention from malicious speech, or of harmonious or harmonizing speech, brings people of many different kinds together in a single society or community.